What's hot, what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisanti, risk management advisor with Advanced Trading based in Portland, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk. Tommy, as we look at this trade, what's hot?
Well, you got outside markets just absolutely on fire. Stock market, crude oil, just an overall healthy economy. I think I was just reading this morning, we set the longest streak ever without a recession. I think that just happened recently, last few days. What's not hot is talking about the USDA numbers. The government sent surveys to farmers and asked them what they intend to plant. So the farmers said they intend to plant a lot. Whether or not they got it in, I think you and I know better from driving around Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio. So the markets need to digest these numbers. They're going to resurvey everything, and we'll see how things turn out.
Yeah, no doubt a surprise for many in that report on Friday.
And the stocks number was bullish, actually, and we saw a positive reaction. We saw corn trade up over 13, 14 cents on the number, but then we traded lower. So corn has to digest this news, and that's what's not hot. The farmer scratching his head, I don't think any farmer likes to see corn trade up 13 on a number, and then here it's down 25 cents an hour later.
Tommy, what was your biggest surprise as we traveled through that eastern corn belt this past week?
The immaturity of the crop. Just there's crop out there. You and I knew that there was a little bit more corn planted than people would have thought, but it was just so little. The crop just so far behind.
Again, just a reminder, you can review last week's look at the Eastern Corn Belt. Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio are Boots on the Ground 2019 Tour. You can find it all on Twitter with the hashtag Boots19. What's hot, what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisanti from Advanced Trading, based at Portland, North Dakota.